Now, the rest of the story. Vicky was a days-old infant when she was adopted by Keith Hayes and his wife, Kathy. Keith was a research psychologist at what was then known as the Yerkes Laboratories of Primate Biology. You see, Vicky was a chimpanzee, nurtured by her adoptive family almost exactly as though she were a human child. Keith and Kathy adoringly dressed and fed and burped and cuddled and cared for her according to the most informed child biology and psychology of that age. Of course they agonized when she caught a cold. Of course they rejoiced over the appearance of her first tooth. And they bragged about her first step. And the toys, my goodness, there were tricycles and dolls and balls and crayons. There was one even make-believe toy, a pretend car that she would pull behind her on an invisible string. So Vicky had an imagination, a trait once thought to be exclusively human. But now to what extent could she make conceptual distinctions? For the answer, Keith and Kathy devised a series of visual tests. In fact, Vicky's people parents would try to communicate with her through pictures. First, they would see if she could distinguish between animate and inanimate objects. They showed her dozens of color photographs, being given examples of living creatures and mere objects. Vicky was taught to place the photos in separate piles, and she did, and scored very well. In fact, 85%. And of her six errors, three of them were pictures of insects. The next test involved male and female as categories. Adults and youngsters were used. Some pictures showed only heads, others merely facial features. You know what? On her genders exam, Vicky scored as well and or better than many human children in identical experiments. Now hold the phone. This little chimp also excelled in color distinction tests, in correlating shapes, in comparing sizes. She became so adept at identifying two-dimensional representations that once upon discovering the photograph of a wristwatch in a magazine, she put her ear to the crystal, apparently expecting the timepiece to tick. Now I'm going to pause for a moment. Domesticating any animal carries with it a certain responsibility, but I would like you to ponder the extent of that responsibility after you learn the following. There was one categorical examination at which Vicky the chimpanzee was particularly proficient. The disassociation of the photos of chimpanzees and people. That is, with different clothing and different poses and different camera angles, the test was made as difficult as possible, but no matter how many times Vicky took the exam, she placed every picture correctly, humans with humans and chimpanzees with chimpanzees. Whoop. With one exception. Consistently. Persistently. Little Vicky put photographs of herself with the humans. Now, you know the rest of the story.